Blog Talk Radio.
Come to you to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are all on this line. Thank you, Lord, that you are still on the throne. Thank you, Lord, that you sent your son Jesus to pay for our sins. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the listeners on board. And Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you use me as your servant, your vessel tonight to share this word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the man of God, Pastor E., overseer of this platform, of our Sound Network family, of our P2P ministry. Father God, I just thank you for the divine connections we have through this ministry, through you, through the foundation, which is you, Jesus Christ, Father. Mm-hmm. In the name of Father, I just petition my prayers in your son, Jesus, holy and almighty name. Amen, family. Hallelujah. Praise God. Family, today I was telling Laura, what should I say on this last, what's the word, women speak now? The Lord said, what's the word? You know, what's the word? Oh my God. You know, this, that was given to me years ago by Pastor E that's over our Now Network family. When we say what's the word, it takes us to John 1. It says, you know, before I go into that scripture, I'm going to say, you know, when we say what's the word, this is what believers say, what's the word. Because I was thinking about it when we were growing up. I don't know if some of you guys may be old school as me, but we used to say what's going on, what's happening, but now it's what's the word. Amen. But my scripture reference tonight, family, for what's the word is John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That tells you. That just tells us there. Amen, family? But verse 2 tells us, He was in the beginning with God. So what's the Word? Jesus is the Word. We always have to say glory, hallelujah. That song said, Jesus is the greatest gift. Yes, and it's so good to know Jesus. And it's even better when we share Jesus. He is the greatest gift of all and the greatest gift for all of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why I say, family, you don't have to be looking forward to opening and unwrapping no gifts. That gift should be within us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The greatest gift we could ever thank God for. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God because Jesus came down. He came down in flesh. He was God. Thank you, Jesus. The man of God in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And family, we have to look at it. He paid his life a ransom. He paid it for all of us that we can live free. Free from sin, my God. I tell you, he gave his life for all of us. He came down in human flesh. When you read it and you read his read and just study his life, he suffered. He suffered pain. He was tortured on the cross. I tell you, when we think about Jesus, we all ought to be jumping and running and just thanking him and praising his holy name, praising his holy name over our circumstances and over the world's circumstances. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love, you know, what our beautiful sister Evangelist Valentine always say, preach Jesus. You don't have nothing to preach. Preach Jesus. There's so much we can preach about Jesus. When we learn about his compassion, his humility, his humbleness, his love, we can preach Jesus. Just share Jesus. Yes, I tell you, we want everybody to know Jesus because we want everybody to find that. We want them to find that narrow gate because we all know wide is the gate that leads to destruction. So this is why it's been so vital to preach Jesus and give somebody that greatest gift. We don't have to wait till tomorrow, this day of celebration. Give the greatest gift of all, Jesus, every day. Amen, family. I tell you, Father God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, they are all one. Thanking God, thanking Jesus, and thanking the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we have to constantly. I know I do. I call them constantly every day. We should be constantly spending time. I tell you, intentionally spending time with him and utilizing the Holy Spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit that lives within us. I tell you, for every aspect of our life. I tell you, before we even think about making a purchase, when we eat, as we get ready to take off in our car, We should call on the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus. Lord, should I do this before I do it? It's praying. Lord, you know, ask, speak to your Father, find out. Don't just do things because it said trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding. If we're going out doing things without praying to him, asking him, is this the right decision for me? Is this the right time? Because he knows, Ecclesiastes says there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. The Lord may not want you to do this right now. The Lord may want you to do it later. So it's being intentional as we spend time with him. Amen, family? I tell you, preach Jesus, him, just saying his name. Just saying his name, you get excited. I get excited. Sometimes I can be saying his name here and just preaching Jesus and praising him. The little bird gets excited because the little bird knows there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just praise God for his faithfulness. We thank him. We thank him, family, for keeping us. He's keeping us. He's waking us every day through this pandemic. He's keeping us. Our roofs, and he's keeping us fed. We thank God. We thank Jesus. We thank the Holy Spirit. Amen, family. But John 10 and 30, family, it tells us, I and the Father are one. Huh, my God. John 14 and 16 tells us, and I pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The word stands for the Holy Spirit, the helper. His word, when we believe every word is true, that's why I said we can call on the helper. I call him on all the time because I have to call on him to help my flesh, tell my flesh so I can operate in the spirit of love, because we know the flesh is nothing nice. Praise be to God for his word that works within us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And family, in Deuteronomy 31, 6 and 8, I'm just paraphrasing it. This is how it tells how God was with them, and he had commanded them to be strong, he said, and be of good courage. He was speaking with Moses and Joshua as they was battling. Also, when he was with King David, this is why the word of God, Jesus, the word tells you some things that even though we're going through some things, there's things of the world going on, be strong and be of good courage. He's still with us. He was with King David and his son Solomon. For the Lord your God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. And we feel like we're not being, when we feel like we're being tempted, because temptation is out there. Pastor E teaches on those temptation, tempted, and trouble. If you can fight the temptation, if you can fight it, you can. You can fight it because we can call on the Holy Spirit. We have power within us to resist temptation, rebuke the tempter. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, the Holy Spirit, we have to say, Lord, help me. Also, always say, trust in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, family, we have to ask ourselves, who are we really trusting? Who are we really trusting? Why do we have, who do we have our faith in? In these times, who do we have our faith in? Are we having faith in the churches, the buildings that's not open? Are we having faith in our pastors? Are we having faith in our pastors? Are we relying on our pastors to feed us the word when we have that word and we should be feeding off his word ourselves? Yes, our pastors are there to shepherd over us, but it's on us to be accountable to get into the word, and the word is Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, in this time, you have to be into his word, into the word. What's the word? The word is Jesus. You have to be into Jesus. Oh, family, and Second Timothy 1 and 7, it tells us, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of sound mind. In this time, we're not fearing the virus, but we're going to use sound minds. We're going to protect ourselves. We want to protect our family. We want to have them put their mask on, keep your distance, and we want to make sure you're building up your immune system. You're taking vitamins. You're exercising. You're protecting yourself. And as he said, in love, that word love. You don't have that love, you missing the whole thing because God is love. Amen, family. Amen. But all through the word of God, family, Jesus, the word of God. The word of God is the heart. in the Word. If you get in His Word, that's the heart of God speaking to us. And He reminds us. He reminds us He's right here. I tell you, even when we were in valleys, He's right there. He's been there. He's been there all the time. I tell you, when we're running around, even when we're running around, we're doing our own things. We've just been out there reckless, doing our own things. Lost, running around like we lost without a Savior. And I tell you, we are. And you could say, we are lost because if we don't spiritually submit to Him and let Him into our hearts as our Lord and continue to go through. Go through life just stumbling and telling ourselves, that was a little better. Making mistakes within, oh, that was a little better. Jesus, help us. This is what I said, Jesus, help us. When you call on Jesus, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's when you think of the Holy Spirit and you, Father God, all in one. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, when some of us, I'll tell you, we have to just let go. It's the true saying when people say, let go. Let go and let God. Some of us suffer with submission. We don't want to submit to nobody. We got to surrender Him. Submit ourselves. Some of us want to be in control. And we struggle. We don't want to relinquish self. Dying to self is some work. Some of us answer that truthfully. I know it's some work because the flesh is nothing nice. And He said if we deny the flesh, we can walk and operate in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Submission to Him. I always like to look at Ezekiel 36 and 26, family. The Word of God tells us, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and I will remove from you the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Amen. Praise be to God. The heart of stone, family. Some people walk around with hard hearts. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I say we can call on the Holy Spirit. We can say, Lord, help me. The Lord is still working. He's working within us to change the way we think from the inside out. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's a continuous process. Continues. It's a lifestyle change. It's a continuous process. It's work. It's work. You have to work on self. I know I have to work on myself. I have to work on myself constantly. Sometimes I might be in here just talking to myself because I'm talking to God because He's working in me. And I thank Him because, you know, I can't do this. And, you know, it can be an easy process. When we die to this flesh and let God. None of us can't do this. We can't do it on our own. I tell you, when we think about it, we all have had times when we have to ask our Father, for forgiveness and then repent so that we don't continue making the same mistakes. Like I said, over and over again, if you keep doing it the wrong way, you're going to continue to do it the wrong way. And I tell you, we have to always say, have you ever cried out to God? Have you ever cried out to Him and He didn't help us? I tell you, if you answered yes, it's probably because we weren't listening, or we were being impatient. Patient. Thank you, Lord, for teaching me to be patient. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, I'm learning because it's a process, learning to be patient in all things because now I know through His Word that 1,000 days to the Lord. In 2 Peter 3:8, it tells us, but beloved, do not forget one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 and 1,000 as to one day. Being patient in God, always saying, oh, yes. Being patient in God because He's been patient with us. He's been patient with us to say, yes, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to do it your will. I'm going to follow your will, and I'm going to do it through by your word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, I tell you, we can't be, and I always say, we cannot be fooled because the enemy, he wants, He wants us to think that God doesn't care for us. The devil, I always say the devil is a lie. God loves me. That's when you say, oh, Pastor E teaches on the voices. That's when you say, you hear these little voices saying, why haven't God done this for me? Why? I tell you, those are the tactics of the enemy. Again, learn to be patient. Patient in God because he was patient in you. But I always say, family, we have the power within us to shut up them voices. We have to shut them up with our authoritative voice. You little say, you ain't got no place in here. I have faith. I have faith in God. I tell you, I let him know. He ain't got no power up in here. Yes. I always thank God. I thank God for Pastor E, my brother, my friend, my mentor, my pastor, for his teachings on the voices. But I thank God as I shout, Lord, I am now finally getting strong in the power of your might, ooh, and his might. Thank you, Jesus. And that references Ephesians 6 and 10. And Lord, I always say finally, I always know, wake up, get up, and dress myself. Dress myself. I always say, you remember as we teach little kids to get up and put on their clothes and get dressed? But we as adults, we should be saying, Lord, I have girded my waist with the belt of truth. I have put on the breastplate of righteousness. And my feet are planted in the gospel of peace. And my shield of faith and my helmet of salvation. And I tell you, my sword, your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that we have discernment, discernment to hear your voice over voice, and we follow. He say, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow. Hallelujah, Jesus. But right now, family, at this time, with everything going on, things of the world, yeah, people are letting a whole bunch of stuff be inputted in it. You have to cut it out, shut it out, and sifter it out. You have to have that where you can, you have to build yourself up in his word, in Jesus, where you can push that things out. They're going to come. Oh, believe me, they come. I tell you, I always say in this season right now, we must personally know, truthfully answer, the who, why, where, what, and when of our Lord. Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. A lot of us know he saved us. He saved us. He's our Savior for our sins. But is he Lord over you? Is he your Lord and Savior? Do you follow him? Do you follow him? He said, my sheep know my voice and we follow. We have to truthfully answer ourselves. Oh yeah, fam. We all know. Tomorrow is a day of celebration for him. He was born, and we're celebrating. Like, we don't know exactly when, but every day is a celebration for Jesus. Wake up. I always say we wake up, we still had the greatest gift of all. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, Jesus is our lifestyle. I always say, even non-believers, but you know what? I'm not going to say call them non-believers because, oh, yes, they believe and they know there is power in the name of Jesus. You always let a non-believer get into some, I say non-believer, but that's not in Christ Jesus, but you let them get into a little difficult situation or have an emergency going on or let them get into pain, have some excruciating pain. Oh, yes. Everybody calls on the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord, help me. But we have to know that just calling on his name, you'll be wasting your time. If you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior and confess with your mouth and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved, you have to believe in that. In Romans 10:9, it tells us, you'll be wasting our time, the power of the Holy Spirit. If I tell you, the power of the Holy Spirit is not in you if you're not in Christ Jesus. You have to be in Christ Jesus. Well, it says, if anybody is in Christ Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I always say, family, right now, if you're not in Christ Jesus, it's like playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette. You know, everybody know what Russian roulette is. We must keep it real, family. Keep it real, plain, and simple so folks don't miss the message. And the message is the word. What's the word? Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We need Jesus. Anybody tell you they don't need Jesus, something wrong with them. We just keep praying for them. We all need Jesus. The Now Network, I love it. I love it because it has emphasis on not our will. Not our will. And when we say we need Jesus, when? We need Jesus now. Hallelujah. I tell you, during these times now, if people didn't call on Jesus, they may not have accepted him as their Lord and Savior, but they're calling on him. We have to get them into Christ Jesus, family. Hallelujah, Jesus. We always say, read reference Matthew 6:34. It just tells us yesterday is gone, tomorrow not promised, but today has sufficient for itself. Read that. That's why I always say, do it now. If you can do something today, why put it off for tomorrow? Do it now. Ooh, praise be to God. Family, in everything we do, there is always a why. Amen. A why is for results. You remember when we were growing up as little kids, our parents would tell us to do something. I tell you, who didn't question in their head, in our head, why me? I know it was between seven of us, it was a why me. It's the same principles in the Word of God. John 10:30 says, I and the Father are one, Jesus, the precious Lamb of God, without a spot or blemish. No one else could have done it. He had to be it. Why? Amen? And what? We have to ask our what. Jesus is the unifying foundation of us, believers, Christians, God himself, the greatest servant of all that gave his life for us to live sin-free. He bore our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, in one modern day celebration set aside December the 25th in USA, some countries have celebrated Christmas different date, but we don't know exactly, it's unknown, but we know it was about 2,000 years ago, and we know he was baptized by his cousin John the Baptist. I tell you, we know he started his ministry when he was about 30. I know, and we know he was humble, had compassion, full of love. We know he healed the sick. He performed miracles. And I tell you, signs and wonders. He prayed. But the ultimate thing he done was he died for our sins. We can't never forget what he done on the cross. He died for our sins. His life in human flesh. Reference John 1:14, in human flesh. We thank you, Jesus, while being God himself. We know he lives within us. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. He told us he was leaving us a helper. I always call on him because I know. I thank you, Jesus, that you love us the Holy Spirit. But I don't know about you, but I need help. Thank you, Jesus. Always say, I thank you, Jesus, because I never would have made it this far without you, because you never make it. You got to keep going, but this far, and this time, and this pandemic, who do you think is covering you? Who do you think woke you up this morning? You got to wake up thanking you, Lord. Shandaramoshe, we praise your name, Jesus. You have to just thank him. He's been good. Hallelujah. If you can't say the Lord's been good to you, something's wrong. Hallelujah. You've got to check yourself, examine yourself from the inside. Not from outside, but from the inside out. Deep, deep down. Go in his word. Let his word speak to you. Let his word change you. Nobody can change me. Hallelujah. Rest in peace, my mom, my dad, my family, my sisters here. Nobody. His word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's what I'm saying. The word. The word can kill, have you dying to this flesh. I thank God. Hallelujah. I tell you, and God answers us. He answers us. I tell you, he answers because he answers to the why. Jesus, as evangelists say, the good Father. He answers his why in his words. Why did he command us to pray without ceasing? Why? He knew times like this was coming. Why did he remind us to count it all joy? When we have fallen to various trials and tribulations, why did he tell us to count it all joy? I tell you, we have to get his word, Jesus, being intentional of letting him speak to our hearts, Jesus. God changes us again, family, from the inside out, revealing to us, I tell you, the characteristics of Jesus, the greatest gift of all, the characteristics of Jesus. Sometimes, family, we can know so much of the word, know so much of Jesus in his word, but we have to operate it and apply it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Apply it in our walk. And it's so easy to do when we're in the spirit, when we can kill that flesh. Thank you, Jesus. I always say from Genesis to Revelation, you can read it. I haven't read all of it. I have to read so much because I want to absorb it and meditate on it. I take my time and let the Lord speak to me. But some people said they read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. When we read it again, I always say, each time the Lord gives me, I say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me a new revelation. Something I read 5 years ago, now I got a new revelation from him. I tell you, he always says, listen. Listen to his voice and follow. Amen, family? I tell you, God is so good. Even during this virus, this corona or pandemic, whatever they put the names on it, we all have had a whole lot of time, more time to be in solitude. You know, it's good where we can get on broadcast and we can fellowship, worship together. When God wants to speak to our hearts, he wants to speak to us in solitude, in prayer with him. And a lot of times it's not just praying everything. He knows our needs. But a lot of times it's just listening, more and being more in tune to what he's speaking to his people. He's speaking to his people right now. He's speaking to us. Family, we as Christians, we should not be caught up in the things of the world, nor caught up off guard. Off guard, I tell you. Yes, we should be wearing our mask, keeping our social distance, and continuing to pray. Pray to him. Amen. I tell you, it's always said, being imitators of the word, Jesus. What's the word? Jesus. He and the Father are one. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, we all are love. They all are love. And when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we got to say nothing comes out but love. Hallelujah, Jesus. The glue, the Father is the glue in Christ Jesus. We say love. God is love. He told us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, we are just fooling and deceiving ourselves because God knows all, sees all, and knows the truth. Jesus. Be in Jesus, not in us. Come on now, family. We got to ask ourselves, Are we loving our neighbors as we love ourselves? If not, we got to ask ourselves, do we love ourselves? Are we following the commands of God? Are we just operating on our own? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, if we operate as Jesus in love, we wouldn't be hating. We wouldn't have no envy, no strife, no jealousy. Thank you, Jesus. We'd be no gossiping, no separation. No separation from one each other. No verbal or physical attack. Sometimes you see there's so much verbal and physical attacking. No ignoring one another. Sometimes if people call you, I think it's very rude that if you see that and you don't answer, if you've been busy, send a message. I'll get right back to you. That's been Jesus' characteristics. We're to be imitators of Christ. He's changing us again, I said, from the inside out. One to another. I tell you, and even sometimes you hear people talking bad about one another. I love what Pastor E said, keep your mouth off other folks. And, if you ascertain in those thoughts in your mind, call on the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me. Heart, help me to think with a clear mind. Help me to think and operate with a pure heart, Lord. Help me. I tell you, He left the Holy Spirit. You can call on it. It don't cost nothing to call on it. Most people don't do something because it costs something. But you can call on it. Jesus gave him the Holy Spirit free. Get Jesus. I tell you, fellas. All them things, these things of sin, behavior, those are fleshly. And if we can just get out of our flesh, die. That's why he said, die to your flesh. We have to die to my flesh. It's a constant process of working. I tell you, but when we let our mind, the mind is something. Mind controls everything. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's why he said, keep your focus on the prize. Don't lose focus. No matter what things are going on in the world, don't lose your focus. Because if Jesus was to reappear right now, would you be ready? Sometimes we got to answer that question. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In his word, I tell you, fellas, it's a daily battle, I tell you, to die to this flesh. I'm going to love you. I always tell you, I'm going to love you regardless because I'm going to follow the commands of God. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, greater is he that is within me than the evil in this world. When we believe that, we will not be suckered into that. When we see people out there arguing and calling each other, they're not fighting their flesh. They're fighting their spirit. They're allowing in there. Always say, I'm praying for them. You may not know them, but you're praying for a distance. I'm praying for them. Define the word Jesus. Amen, family? Always say, it's so easy. It's easy to love. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. But to harbor hatred in our souls, it can be a physically damaging. It can be damaging to us internally in the body of Christ. It's easy to love. We praise God. We praise God for the word Jesus Christ, who's been right here with us from the beginning and still with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Always tell us, he has never left us. And we'll never leave us. We have to just don't leave him. He will never leave us. Remain in Christ, and he'll be in you. Amen, family? In Jesus' name. Family, this is my session of What's the Word with Minister Terry. Love you all and appreciate you all, beautiful family. Doing his will in his name. Amen. Praise be to God. All praise and glory be to God. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God, Pastor, I'm going to say Dr. Edward Hamilton. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Again,
y'all going to get enough of me trying to turn it back over to me, and it's your broadcast. I'm going to get y'all.
what's the word? Pepsi?
Yeah, we.
Yes,
hold on, let me get
Pepsi.
My little everything back in place.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. The word is, y'all gonna stop me. Y'all gonna handle your own broadcast. Hey, good word, good word. I just wanted to say this, and I know I can say this loudly. Rosalind, who the heck is this on the other end of this line? If you have done anything, Minister Terry, you have proven that this ministry works. You have turned from a shell to opening up to now blossoming into becoming a door opener. And I'm just sitting up here grinning. Every time you say something, I'm just grinning as a, you know, a father would look at their child, as a brother would look at his little sister, as anybody that's sowing into someone would look and be like, this, what I'm doing is working. And it only takes one to confirm that. And you're the one that I'd sit back. I'm like, you know what? She been listening to Pastor E for over five, maybe 6 years. And it has penetrated because I see you birthing. You're not a replication of Pastor E. You are a creation of Terry. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I was able to instrument and to assist in the growth in your life. But I hear it now. I see you on the platform teaching big conferences.
Pastor E,
and
Hamilton, it's those sound principles that you share and teach from the Word of God. It's those sound principles. Those are true living principles out of the Word of God. So that's what it is, applying them to our life. So, I mean, the principles, you know, nothing changes, but the principles change us from within. So I thank God,
for
you sharing the principles that I can share with the principles also.
Well, it works. It works. So we want to celebrate you. This is the final Women Speak Now for the season of 2020. Normally we have a Minister Willette ministers on the 5th Thursday, which would be the 31st, but we will be on the crossover, so we will not be going
that route.
And we're just thankful for you, Minister Terry. I just want you to absorb this for a moment, because your hard work, your commitment, your loyalty is not unseen. And it's not just by me. Many others know that you're the go-to. You're the one. If you want to connect, Pastor, you better call Minister Terry first. She's going to get that message through. So, you know, you've done great works here. We celebrate you just for your growth in you, that you're ready to take off. No, as a matter of, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Praise
no, you've already taken off. And to be a part of the takeoff. This is, we're going to, thank you, Holy Ghost. My theme for 2021 is the takeoff.
Yes. Praise God.
I just heard about five people say, I want to get in on that.
Who was that?
I want to get in on that. And then,
take off?
Yep.
I am just
take off.
Yeah,
yes,
that
is.
Take off.
Yes, yeah. That is Darius's number one song by Justify,
yeah,
Take Off. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
Remember on his graduation, Justify came and performed. Remember?
Yes, it was. Awesome.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Glory to God.
That's what we are going to. We're going to theme that song for 2021, Take Off.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad you mentioned Justified. We're going to use his song, and we're going to bless the Lord, because we're about to take off. Who ready on this line to take off? Guess what?
God.
You can go with us. We're going to be sharing some great opportunities. We're going to be sharing some great ideas. We're going to be sharing some great business opportunities in 2021.
Yes.
We want you to be ready. We're putting things together right now that we could be in excellence, that we could be in perfection
in
of what the tools that we've been given, that when we sow into you, it's not so much hard work on you. We're going to do the ground hard work.
Right.
That when we bring it to the table, it's going to be hands down. I need to get in this.
Right.
I need to be a part of it. But I'm telling you, doors are open for you today. I need you to be prepared for the doors that are going to be. Cannot release that right now. I know for me, I've not been authorized by God to release it until 2021 after the crossover. But
the
doors that are open, you better be ready to run in and take your door. We're not opening doors for you to come and do something for us. We're going to open doors that you can go and do it for yourself.
That's
my
right.
God.
Amen.
It's time to build wealth.
Hallelujah.
It's time to build people. And it's time to bless
he
the Lord
prosper.
At all times through our talent.
At all times.
My God. Hey, shout out to my I see about 10 of y'all on here right now that we're going to be getting with. But just be patient and know that God is doing a perfect work in the team that he's building, that you can be a part of it. What's the word with Minister Terry? I tell you, girl, praise God. Amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Now, we want to be very, very, very disciplined on our time tonight because we got about 14 minutes.
Lord.
But I got several callers on that want to go into Minister Terry tonight. Prophetess Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in. Let's talk Jesus on Women Speak Now.
It's Baton Rouge.
And what's the word?
Hey.
From Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. I'm not going to say nothing but give you a shout out.
Praise God, my sister.
I love you. I'm going to give you a shout out because I heard Pastor say, take all. You've already did that.
Oh, praise
God. You did
God.
That tonight, my sister. You did that tonight.
God did.
Awesome.
Yes. You know, that be him in me. I don't do nothing. I'm just a vessel here. You know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm off the line. But let me tell you something. That word was so awesome, it dropped right down out of heaven.
Praise
awesome,
God.
Awesome, my
hey.
Sister.
Praise
and
God.
And I'm saying it because I'm a friend. I love you, and I'm speaking
I
the truth.
I love you, too. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jesus is
on.
The truth. Hallelujah. Praise
yes, he
God.
Is.
Yes,
go ahead, old Pastor
Eve,
and call in others. I just said what I had to say.
Praise God.
Come on
you,
in, Prophetess Lori. Welcome to What's the Word?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, my sister.
Praise
Hi,
the Lord.
Evangelist Vera. Hi, everybody. Good evening.
Hi, Sister Miss Connecticut.
Hi. Awesome word.
Love you.
Awesome message, girl. Anytime we talking about
glory
salvation and people getting saved and people's lives changing and, you know, I'm just excited about what God is doing in you and through you.
Praise God, sister.
You just keep on preaching the word of God and you keep on teaching it and you just keep on speaking the truth and soul salvation messages.
Amen. Praise God. I love you, sister. You know that, too. Love you. Evangelist.
Yes, Lord.
Love
yes, Lord.
You too, Pastor E.
Love you
love
all.
You too. When we say more love, we're going to build more love, more love.
You ain't got
more
no
love
choice.
More
look,
Jesus.
You ain't got no
more
choice
Jesus.
To love me.
That's what it is.
I'm going to say it again. Y'all don't have no other choice but to love me.
No, I know.
We
I'm
don't have no choice but to love
regardless.
Each other.
That's
we don't have
right.
no choice but to love.
Exactly,
each other.
But no. I don't. No, no, hold on, hold on, hold on. I wanted to be very precise on this statement. Y'all don't have a choice but to love.
But to love. I know.
Well, that's because you ain't got no choice but to love me either.
That's
we
right.
Gonna, yeah. That's what I'm saying. We gonna love one another, but I'm gonna be specific tonight. You ain't gonna have no other
that's
choice
right.
but to love Pastor E because I am
right.
gonna love you
can't
first.
Say, you
we
know
can
that
love
song
each other
used
authentically.
To go, can't help but Amen. Love you. Can't help but love you. That's it. That was the whispers.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Don't start. Don't start with one, two. Finish the whole chorus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know it, huh? Praise be to God.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Minister Rosalind, welcome to What's the Word. I know you sitting back doing a Shabbat saying, is that my sister on this thing here? And she has blossomed tonight. My God.
Oh, boy. I tell you, can you hear me?
Hallelujah.
We can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What's the word? What's the word, Minister Cherry?
You
know, that was an awesome
know,
word,
to
sis.
Or whatever,
she never tell
you know,
she never tell
never.
Me what the word is, but she never disappoint me. I tell you, every time she brings that word, she brings it. She brings
that's
it hard.
God,
she brings
God.
It.
Yes. And I have to second that emotion, Pastor E. I see her growing and developing. I see her every day, but I have to second that
right.
emotion. What you said. Hey, I have seen her grow and develop since she's been under your ministry and with the Now Network. I just
thank
see
you,
sis,
Jesus.
She's just blossoming. And sis, you just keep on preaching that word because you know we need to hear.
Yes,
there's so many people out there I know they're going to get on the archives if they haven't gotten on tonight. And, hey, this word is always good whenever it's heard. Okay?
We have
Let me throw you under the bus a little bit there, Minister Roslyn.
Uh-huh.
You've grown through this network. network from the back door. You've been following and supporting with this ministry as long as your sister have, but you've been on the back door, but I still see the growth for you, too. So let's not go there. You're building businesses out there. You got your hands in about five different fires that you about to open doors for other people to go through and get some fire, too.
Girl,
I see some things.
You know I am.
You know, I said this, I think it was Monday on Wake Up, is that you and your sister have been christened to be door openers.
Yes.
Now, most of us think that doors open mean you go through them. Every door that you get is not for you. You don't even like that door. Most of us want to keep it because we think we in charge. We have to be able to open doors for other people that they can go through and say, wow, that didn't hurt me a bit. That wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. And that's what I see in both of you in the 2021. Mm-hmm. You're going to open so many doors.
Amen.
Yes.
And you know how I know
Amen.
You started in 2020.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
Praise
ain't waiting
God.
For a new
we started
resolution
in this pandemic.
In 2021. you started opening doors now.
Yes. Yes,
but
we have.
The ability
yes, we
to
have.
Open doors for people that won't shut. Oh, thank you,
that's
Holy
right.
Ghost. He said opening doors
that's
that won't
right.
shut in 2021.
That's right.
Ooh, that's right. We just waiting on the family to just walk through the doors with us. You know, we're already
that's
to
right.
step through. So come on and join us. Because, you know,
right.
when God opens doors, he don't want
no
us
man.
To be selfish.
No man.
Yeah.
Listen, hold on. We don't want to talk about what doors right now.
No, I'm not talking about the door.
We ain't been christened to talk about the name of the door yet. We're just telling you doors are going to be open in 2021.
You got
Get
that
ready.
Right. We won't do that yet.
When the call comes, and I'm going to say this, and we're going to be done with doors, but when the call comes, you better answer.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Yes.
Oh, I know.
That's
I,
it.
We have a
That's
full,
the word.
We have a full broadcast tonight.
Yes,
and
God.
Normally... Everybody in this on our team supports Minister Terry because you know why? Minister Terry supports everybody. Every month.
Yes, he does.
Every share, every event, every
right.
posted everywhere. There is not a broadcast that don't go forward that Minister Terry is not putting her work in.
Yes, she does.
You know, but you know what, Pastor E? I have to grow my faith, and faith comes from hearing the word and hearing the word of God. So that's what's been letting me. That's why you know I'm getting on it because you guys feed into me every night. I can get on this broadcast, and even the archives, over 1,400 of archives, I can go back and listen to them, and that grows. And I can open his word. So it's growing. I always say, he said, "Let not my people perish for lack of knowledge," because we do everything else. We're picking up everything else. We're studying everything
else. I'm going to mute her. She on fire. She's going to preach another hour. It's Christmas Eve. We want to let everybody
know.
We want y'all to go open your one gift
God
and problem. Everything. But in all honesty, this is just very sincere. Girl, this is, if you can sell me, you can sell anybody. And we're going to leave it at that. Family, we love you guys.
Oh, praise God.
If
we
you can sell
Pastor
E, you can sell anybody. Just take that to bed tonight, and you're gonna have a new purpose tomorrow. Just off of what I just sold to you, and watch God.
Amen.
So excited this season.
Praise
I don't get
God.
Too I know other people's stuff, but now I'm understanding it's not other people's stuff. It's my stuff that I can get excited about. Jesus. Get ready. Mr. Terry, what we want to do is we don't want you to pray out. We're going to pray you out tonight. This is the final Women Speak
praise
Now.
God.
All the lines are still open. Prophetess Lori, Evangelist, Prophetess, Virginia is still live. I'm live. Anybody else want to get in the prayer? Dial one now. Minister Rosalind is still open. We want to pray for you. And we want to pray for Women Speak Now, What's the Word, and the Now Network as we go forward.
Lord.
That as we sow into you, everything that you've given is replenished and reproduced and magnified. So Lord, we thank you tonight. Not by power, not by might, not by selfish desire, not by our own needs, not by our own wants, but by your will being done here on earth. We glorify you, Minister Terry. We thank you, Lord, for her diligence. We thank you for her commitment. We thank you for her obligation, not to men, but to you, that the word goes forth, that people can change, rearrange, transform. We also thank you, Lord, that you replenish her, not for one seed, but for every seed that has been sown physically, mentally, financially, energy-wise, obedience-wise.
Yes, blessed Lord.
Go back into her.
Continue to bless her, Lord.
$3 million, $5 million. Oh, that she won't lack.
Yes, Lord.
That she'll never have another need. That she'll never have another unpurposed desire. That everything she puts her hand to will blossom. Grow.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes.
That people willfully won't walk through, everybody will be blessed. Everybody will grow.
Oh, yes.
Everybody will become
blessed,
what you call us to
Lord.
Be because we now are servants of you, friends of you, and lovers of God.
Amen.
So bless the woman of God.
Yes, Lord. Oh.
Anoint her head with oil right now. I know I got my oil in my hand.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, just use this as a repetition.
Pointer, Lord.
Pour over her right now. That she is anointed
she is.
Oh, as a child, anointed as a servant, anointed as your friend, anointed as a minister of your gospel of reconciliation to this land, lives will change, lives will be rearranged, and lives will be transformed.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And in that name that's above every name, in that name that every knee will bow, in that name that every tongue will confess, Jesus Christ is Lord because he lives it. Jesus Christ is Lord because she lives it.
Yes,
Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ is Lord because she declares it.
She walks it.
Hallelujah.
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 In total agreement.
Bless the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's done.
It's finished.
It's done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's finished.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, Lord. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you,
She blessed going out, and she blessed coming in. She blessed in the city, and she blessed in the field. She blessed wherever she's near. You're our blessed sister. You're our holy sister. You're a woman of integrity. You're a woman of God. And I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank God for using you tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you tonight, Jesus. I want you to continue to walk like Jesus. Talk like Jesus. Come on, my sister.
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah
to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you for the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Now, listen, listen. Hold on. I said this is something that was a directory from God.
Sir.
That we all say these three words together.
Yes, sir.
It's done. It's
done.
Finished.
Done. It's done.
Finished.
It's finished.
Finished. Done.
It's done. And
it's
finished.
Finished. And complete.
And complete.
And
complete.
And complete. And complete.
Hallelujah. And it's complete.
I'm running,
it's complete.
Yes, it's complete.
I'm asking, if I could just get two or three to agree with me that it's done,
it's
done,
it's
finished,
and complete.
And complete.
Amen.
In
Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah. Yes, in
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
It is.
Praise
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
I love you all.
Somebody out there that listens,
we love you.
Three words can work for you too.
Love you, Minister Terry.
done.
We love you.
We love you, Evangeline Valentine.
Love you, Pastor Lynn, Virginia, and Prophetess Lori, and all the network members.
And,
Lori, I forgot the Virginia's on Central Time. So she's at what time? She's at 9 o'clock right
nine,
now.
Yeah, and Lori's at ten.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. Enjoy your Christmas. I'm at ten, right?
Yeah, you at nine right now. But he's not talking about the crossover evangelist. We'll get to time. I was just talking about the different time zones
that everybody is still
right
here.
Now.
Even though you're at 9 o'clock, Prophet is at 10.
And we're still in tune with God. We're willing to submit for the will of God.
Mr. Terry, we love you.
Love you all.
We thank God for you.
Merry Christmas.
We love you, sis. Merry Christmas. More Christ.
And since Minister Terry brought it up,
we're going to close it out with Takeoff by I Am Justified.
Yes.
This is our theme song for 2021.
Wait a minute. We want to make sure they tune in tomorrow with your live giving out food tomorrow. Wake up.
Yes, wake up will be, we're going to do about three different phases of videos tomorrow. We're going to do the prep at 9. Let you see how we're putting all the plates together. Then we'll do another one as we're putting the tables out at 10. Then at 11, we'll do another one. And you'll see how we're feeding the neighborhood. We got toys. We got blankets. It even rained out here.
God.
So it looked like a perfect time. And then my brother bought me some bad quilts. I mean, I was all like, I need to keep them. But we're going to bless the people with them. They are beautiful. They're handmade. And we're just really excited to bless the people tomorrow.
And we didn't do this alone.
Everybody that's under the sound of my voice has sown into this. And I want you to know that without you, we couldn't have done it.
Yes.
Praise God.
But it is going to be grandiose tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Praise God.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah. You know, I thank God for divine connections. It's only through Jesus, the foundation of all. Praise God for his
And it
glory.
Ain't too late.
Follow
if you haven't given yet, you can still give. I'll go buy some stuff tomorrow.
Right.
Don't trip. Love you guys.
Right,
all right, now check this out.
You.
This is our theme song for 2021 going forward. Check it out. Take off.
Amen.
By I Am Justified.
Amen.
I'm going to light you up.
When we step up in the building, turn the lights off. Cause you already know that we shining. Really hope that you ain't scared of heights, dawg. Well, buckle up, shawty, we about to take off. I'ma take off. Look, cause I've been set free, I got my chains off. I'ma take off. Watch me take off. I've been working for the king without a day off. He the only reason that I don't fly. And that I got a new home in the sky. So if you know just what's real and you feel like I feel, well, get ready cause we about to take off. Yeah, yeah. You already know that we shining. You already know we stay high like a satellite. Are you ready? Cause my daddy threw the stars in the sky like I'm fitted. I gotta be a light for y'all. Why you think my Nike's so bright for y'all? And the flow so sick like a hypercar. And the king gon' reign on your wife's song. Yeah, make you levitate, make the levees break. Blood coming like a major heavyweight. Spring weather, my light spreading pink Floyd prisms in the sky. Shower down a pot of gold like it's money made. Make it rain, make it rain. I'ma be gone. I'm flying. I'm in the sky now. I'm in my ozone. Dark world, gotta be the light. Get it right. Keep the crowd hype. Keep the beats nice. Tray on it till I take off. When we step up in the building, turn the lights off. Cause you already know that we shining. Really hope that you ain't scared of heights, dawg. Well, buckle up, shawty. We about to take off. I'ma take off. Look, cause I've been set free. I got my chains off. I'ma take off. Watch me take off. I've been working for the king without a day off. He the only reason that I don't fly. And that I got a new home in the sky. So if you know just what's real and you feel like I feel.
take me to another level. I got with God, so I'm chucking deuce to the devil. I'm in the VIP, politicking by my king, telling them that he the one to come and save them. Ain't come to judge you, he came to love you. Boy, he died for the sinners, man. Look at me, I'm living proof. Remember, I was in this thing turning up too. Now I'm in here on a mission talking good news. Woo, woo, that's the good news. Woo, woo, that's the good news. Yeah, you turned up. And you feeling it? Well, guess what? Heaven gonna be better than this. The first miracle, Jesus was at a party. Turn water to wine to get the real party started. Water symbolized purity. Wine was the blood of Christ. The party was at a wedding. Now let's celebrate eternal life.
When we step up in the building, turn the lights off. Cause you already know that we shining. Really hope the chains get a high dog. We'll buckle up, shot it. We about to take off. I'ma take off. Look, cause I've been set free. I got my chains off. I'ma take off. Watch me take off. I've been working for the king without a day off. He the only reason that I don't fly. And that I got a new home in the sky. So if you know just what's real and you feel like I feel, well, get ready cause we about to take off.
Woo, 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 woo. Toast to the new life. Boy, we live forever, man. We live forever, man. Boy, we live forever, man. If I die today, you know I'm coming back again. Life too short to be without Christ. You be 40 years old trying to get it right. I'm from the Ace town, take them to the Bay town. I'm too turned up to be turned down. Feeling good, I'm on a whole nother level now. Breaking chains, can't nobody else bring us down.
When we step up in the building, turn the lights off. Cause you already know that we shining. Really hope the chains get a high dog. We'll buckle up, shot it, we about to take off. I'ma take off. Look, cause I've been set free, I got my chains off. I'ma take off. Watch me take off. I've been working for the king without a day off. He the only reason that I'm fly. And that I got a new home in the sky. So if you know just what's real and you feel like I feel, well, get ready cause we about to take off.
You guys, appreciate you, honor you, but I know you know you are God's greatest miracle. Enjoy your Christmas Eve, celebrate Jesus, celebrate family, and love somebody like you never did before. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen. Love you.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you, family.
Love you all.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
More-